Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, including The Accidental Creative and the new book, Herding Tigers, Be the Leader That Creative People Need, which is all about how to create an environment in which creative teams thrive. Don't we all want to work in one of those? And here on the show, we talk about you and your creative process and how to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy all at the same time as a create on demand professional. Listen, you face incredible pressure every day. We all do. We have to go to work. We have to make it up. We have to solve problems. We have to create value for our clients. And we're often treated as if creativity is just a machine, as if, you know, we just kind of enter into the process and voila, brilliant work pops out on the other side. But we all know that there are some unique dynamics and pressures and other kinds of forces we have to encounter in the midst of doing our work. So here on the show, we talk about some of those forces and how we can push through them and counter them so that we can make sure that we're putting our best work into the world every day. So one of my favorite projects I get to work on is something I call the Leader List, which is a weekly email that goes out to thousands of people. It's basically just a quick leadership tip, something to help you be a better leader of creative people and basically just be a better human being. And on this week's episode, I want to feature an email that I recently sent to the Leader List because it really captures some of what I've been thinking about lately as it relates to the body of work that we're building as creative pros, and also how to measure our effectiveness. I mean, what are we really trying to do in the grand scheme of things? So I'm going to share that content with you, that information with you here in just a minute, and we're going to dive in. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So in my new book, Herding Tigers, I talk about five popular myths about creative people. And one of those myths is that creative people lack business acumen. This drives me crazy because it is so untrue and it's so unfair. The truth is that creative people can be extremely business savvy. They just happen to solve problems differently than many other people. They think more circuitously about problems often rather than sequentially, or they're able to think more systemically or pull more dots in to connect to help solve the problem. Well, nobody understands this more than FreshBooks. The proof is in the millions of creative pros who have turned to FreshBooks Cloud Accounting to help them conquer their admin and their paperwork. And by the way, I happen to be one of those creative pros. The first instant I started using FreshBooks, I understood exactly why it's such a perfect fit for creative pros. The interface is visual, it's really intuitive, and it's ridiculously easy to use. Sending a professional branded invoice takes about 30 seconds. It's so easy to do. Setting yourself up to receive online payments takes just two clicks. And there's a proposals feature, which is great. And it means that you can incorporate project details, scope of work, and a timeline as part of your estimates. You can keep everything in one place and track all of your proposals along with all of your invoices. So to get a feel for using FreshBooks, they're offering an unrestricted 30-day free trial to listeners of the Axon Creative Podcast, which means no credit card, by the way, which is incredibly rare. All you need to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. We are so thankful for FreshBooks sponsoring this episode of the Axon Creative Podcast. All right, so I'm going to share an email that I recently sent to the Leader List. I got more feedback about this from people who receive this email than really I think any other that I've ever sent to them. If you want to jump on the Leader List, by the way, just go to toddhenry.com/leader and you can jump on. And the good news is that you can start from email one. You don't miss out on it. So anyway, so I was 9 years old when my grandfather died. And I still remember the funeral, not really understanding exactly what was happening, but knowing that I wasn't really going to get the chance ever to throw football with him, to watch cartoons with him, or, you know, to make something cool with him ever again. And my grandpa, you know, he taught me how to woodwork. He taught me how to do all kinds of things. He was a very handy guy. And that's a tough concept for a 9-year-old to grasp. You know, I'm never going to see my grandpa again. So after the funeral, we all filed into our cars for the procession to the cemetery, and it seemed like we were barely creeping along through the little town where I grew up, around a corner, up a hill to make our way to a small country church where he was going to be buried. And as we turned the corner, I saw off in the distance some curious activity on the side of the road. It looked like a crowd had gathered to watch a parade, but it wasn't a holiday, so I was kind of confused. And at the time, it seemed like hundreds of people. Now I realize it was probably more like a few dozen. But as we neared the crowd, my parents had difficulty containing their emotion. I noticed that many of the people gathered on the side of the road had removed their hats and were holding their hats over their heart, and others were simply standing at attention, paying one final tribute to my grandfather. After we passed the crowd, I asked my father, Dad, who were those people? And my father replied, that was Pennington Bakery, son. Your grandpa worked there every day for 30 years. He was the hardest worker I've ever known. So my grandfather didn't have a college education. And when he graduated from high school in 1945, he immediately enlisted in the Navy and he was sent to the Pacific. Upon returning, he married my grandmother. And after a few other jobs, he landed at Pennington Bakery. And he wasn't formally trained as an electrician, yet according to my father, he had wired the entire bakery and he did many things that would make engineers scratch their heads in wonder, and probably things that he couldn't get away with today, I would imagine. Everyone who knew him would testify that he set the bar for excellence. He demanded a lot from others and he demanded a lot from himself. He poured himself fully into whatever he was doing, whether that meant his job, his family, or as a volunteer coach of many sports teams that he coached over the course of his life. I remember him picking me up and taking me to his junior high basketball practice when I was maybe like in the second grade. But he would take me and just kind of let me hang out and just shoot basketball and play with his team. And I just remember those kids loved him. Even as he was ravaged with late-stage cancer, he never complained as he joyfully helped me complete a woodworking project and went about life as usual. And his final concerns, as expressed to my father, were not about himself or the pain he was experiencing, but about ensuring that his many outstanding commitments to others would be covered. My grandfather's grave marker is a very simple one with no fancy epitaphs. If you have asked him what he wanted on his tombstone, he would have laughed at you. He probably wouldn't have even cared. His legacy wasn't his work at the bakery, and it wasn't his service in the Navy, and it wasn't any of the other things he dedicated his life to. My grandfather's legacy was people. My children never met my grandfather, yet in many ways they see him daily. I was deeply shaped and informed by his patience, his work ethic, and his entrepreneurial drive. They see my grandfather in me. I am part of his legacy. So what does this mean to us as creative professionals? Well, leadership and legacy are not just what you do, but also how you do it. Your legacy will be determined by a series of choices you make over your life about how you spend this moment, here and now. The challenging thing is that each moment feels like a throwaway because another one follows closely on its heels. How you choose to engage here and now speaks more to your character than whatever residual stuff you leave in your trail. Rather than asking, what do I want on my tombstone, which is nothing but a cold, dead piece of stone, I encourage you to ask yourself, who's going to gather by the road just to catch a glimpse as my hearse passes by? Who will you impact so deeply that they will continue your work even after you're gone? Who will you challenge to up their game, to be better than they are? Who will you irreversibly impact in your life? Who will you stand in the gap to defend? That, friends, is the stuff that legacies are made of, lasting legacies. We can't control how people think of us or think of our work when we're gone, but we can control the way we impact them today. We can control how we bring ourselves fully to what we do today. And we can commit ourselves to trying to be the kind of people and the kind of creative pros who don't get so lost in the work that we forget about the people we are impacting through the work that we make, the people we are impacting through how we collaborate, through how we lead our clients, through how we pour ourselves into our communities, into the people around us. It's easy to lose sight of the people in the midst of doing the work. But the people, friends, the people we impact are our legacy. And this is especially true for those of us who are leaders, who have responsibility for others. You know, in 100 years, people are probably going to forget that business that you're working in right now. They're definitely going to forget that very important project you're working on right now, the one that you think is the most important thing you've ever done. People are going to forget that probably in 5 years, let alone in 100 years. But the impact that you have on the people you lead, on the people you interact with every day, those small interactions are going to continue to resound for generations to come. The person whose life you transform as a leader is going to impact other lives who are going to impact other lives. And that, friends, is your legacy. Your impact will echo for generations to come. So my encouragement very simply to you today is this: be a leader and be a creative pro who makes echoes. That's what we're here to do. All right, we'd love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Also, join the leader list at toddhenry.com/leader. We'd love to send you an email every week, a quick email with a tip, idea, or principle. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.